Welcome to the Depto Oral History Project. Today we're talking to Mr. Fred Moore of Depto. Fred was born in Cobar on the 5th of September 1922 and came to Depto in 1952. Thanks for speaking with us today, Fred. Tell us about how you came to be in Depto.
He was arrived in Depto in February 1952 with a wife and three children. And we got their house in what they call Musgrave Avenue them days, Lot 14, and they were cutting up the Henninger farm. He'd sold all the parts of his farm for housing, and they were building homes for Tullawarra Power House, which was coming online, and Housing Commission, and miners that were coming back into the industry after the war. And they were looking for miners. Well, when I arrived here, the old farmhouse was still there. There was cattle on the farm, horses and sheep and all the stuff that he had. And the old Henninger place was 100-odd year old, and they'd built the nice new house called Ashton Vale in 1912, and the old house was pulled down that was over under the trees just from there. Well, in front of it, a house, a beautiful old house, and it was a post and rail fence along there. There was no footpaths or guttering at that time, and it was running a drain along the side of the road, and there was a bit of bitumen up the middle of the Prince's Highway, and the both sides was gravelly dirt that the horse and carts could trail along on. There was still a lot of horse and carts in Depto and horse floats, horse troughs down past where McDonald's are today and them sort of places. That the street went straight on down there. There was no little street that runs up in front of side of McDonald's and up into the mall and the roundabout there. That wasn't there. It was just a straight thing, and an old tennis court on the hall, on the pathway, like just off the pathway, and the horse trough, and that was there. Opposite that, there was old buildings, a big old building, and Fairley's house was there. But as you came more south, back in towards the Fowler's Roadway, there was old wooden shops that had been there from a long way back. And Billy Vining was the person. His father used to make water tanks there and take them out around the farms. And next, just up a bit from that, was the police station, the house, and a little lock-up out the back where Sergeant Jim McKinnon, he was there at the time. And as you went further south, there was a big bakehouse there that had been there many, many years. In the paddock was the horses and that went around on the baker's cart, and they used to deliver the bread every day with the baker's cart, and the baker would get off the cart with the basket and the canvas over it, bring fresh hot bread into every house that wanted it. And as well, the milk cart used to come around of a morning, and that was horse-driven. Everything was horses there at the time.
So you came to Depto to work in the mines, didn't you, Fred?
Yeah, I'll tell
you that. So how did you get to work in those days?
Well, I worked in the mine, and they put a bus on.
Okay.
Used to run and take the miners to work, but there was no bus home from the mine. You had to come by public transport. So we used to come down the hill to where Whitmarsh's shop was at Unanderra there near Five Islands Road. And the old buses would come along and the men would get on them and come to Depto, and that was the way we travelled. And then they cut the bus out and we had to find transport, so we went to work on the back of an old truck that belonged to a fellow, Mick Fishburne, and that... there might be half a dozen or sometimes more fellas sitting on the truck, and we used to pay him about 5 shillings a week for the petrol and that, and he'd take us to work. Well, that went on for many years. We used to go down over the little three bridges of Mullet Creek. When it was flooded, you couldn't get to work. You had to ring up and they'd say, come in on the afternoon shift if you can get in. We'd get in on the afternoon shift, and then when we're coming home, the tide had came up and we couldn't get home. So we'd sit there 3 or 4 hours till the tide went back down.
Did that happen very often, Fred?
Well, when the floods was on, nearly always, you know, the floods would come down from there. And of course, that in days, there was no high school or nothing. It was just a beautiful creek run right along there and near Reed Park. And it used to come down there. I used to go down there and catch fish. I used to catch perch there and silver eels, actually. And I seen a platypus one afternoon splashing in the water. So that was the big pool there. And it was full of frogs and tadpoles and everything else. When they built the school, everything died in the creek. And that was it was all gone them days. But that was all part of it. And the old houses went right along and right up to where today is the aged centre where the retirement village is. And them days, that was a farm and an old house in the front where an old man lived in it for many, many years. And it belonged to the Catholic Church, so he was just there. Mm-hmm. And then another lady, May Harley, she got into it and she was a member of the senior citizens in later years. But from them days, it was all bush, tea tree, scrub, right across. There was no such place as a lead into Coonawarra. The railway line ran across on the corner of Fowler's Road and the highway. There was an old school there, a very old school. I think the date was 1879 or something on it. And that school was built to for the pupils of the refinery over in the thing on the hill. And they used to come along Brooks's Creek. It was camped all along there. They said they were there and I knew a lot of the old-timers and they used to talk about it. But in the school itself, up on there where the 7-Eleven is today, there was a great big paddock there. And they used to hold all sorts of circuses and everything that come to Dapdale. Yeah. But it shows you how little the traffic in that was. Worth's Brothers Circus would come there and bring the circus along the main highway, leading the animals and all the stuff and playing music. And the clowns yelling out and handing out leaflets and everything. And everyone would run down to watch it and it'd go right up and set up on the great big paddock up there. Yeah. And it was a great days and then. But there was an old sawmill opposite there on the other side of the road there as you go up. And Brunero's sawmill was there and they had under the name of Clark's Avondale Mine. And they used to, the old saw would go now and again and you'd hear it roaring and going on. And but the old railway line went across and then it went right up a sort of a dirt road to Coonawarra through a thing there. Well, in later years, they bulldozed it all out, built the road and Coonawarra became a suburb. But on the other side was Lakelands and then the builders came there and the old farm and that was all cut up. The school was on it and it became Lakelands. So that was that was all built. Prior to that, I used to go up there getting mushrooms and everything out of it there, you know.
But, so did your family settle in well to Dapdale?
Yeah, they loved it, you know, and then all of them then. But there was no high school and one of my daughters, when she was old enough to go to high school, had to get the train to Wollongong and then come home that way and walk from the station up. And down in Marshall Street there was an old factory called Crystals, a clothing factory. A lot of people worked there and that was the first job my eldest daughter got there. At about 16 I think she got that job down there working.
They made a lot of school clothes, didn't they?
Yeah, they made all sorts of stuff. Yeah, Crystals. And then further up as you went up Marshall Street in them days, was nothing unusual to see a cow on the road or a horse took off, and they had the old pound keeper would come along riding a horse and cracking his whip chasing a cow, and they'd take out. And Henninger's farm, and old Claude, the son, he was always yelling out, "Fred, give me a hand, the cows knocked the back fence, the gate down there and took off." And it'd go right up towards the bush. There was no bowling club or nothing there. And they had like a little dairy thing where they used to milk. Then the rest was all tea tree scrub right up and farm to Coonawarra and right across there. So it was all... And during the Depression years, they said a lot of people were put out of their houses and that, and they lived in them tea tree scrubs and built little humpies and shacks. And some of the remains of it were still there. And I used to get the flower things that they'd planted there and many years and they'd spread. And I'd dig a couple up and, you know, there would be patches of them everywhere. No one owned them.
Yeah.
And bring them home and then water them and get manure off the farm and everything, and had a beautiful gardens, you know.
There you go.
So it was a good life, and it was quiet. Then that was named Musgrave Avenue, and then the Henninger family said that they'd been there for so many years and that street should be named after them. They'd owned the property and everything, so they changed it to Henninger Street.
Okay.
And that's what it is today. Mm-hmm. So it used to, we lived in Lot 14, Henninger, in Lot 14, mm-hmm. Musgrave Avenue. Then they changed it to 24 Henninger Street.
Okay.
So that was all a part of that. And the town itself was Fairley's old building down there, and it was there, and you could always get the idea was that you would book up there. It was fortnightly pay in the mines, and everyone used to get their food there, and Jack Fairley was a great old bloke, and you'd pay him every fortnight payday and then book again.
Okay.
It went on like that.
Line of credit.
Yeah. So that was Dapto as I've seen it. And gradually they built the high school and other things, the Lakeland School and Coonawarra School and those sort of things, and Hayes Park.
Yeah.
And today Dapto's a city with about five or six suburbs, all with the postal 2530 on it, you know, Kanahooka and Brownsville and Coonawarra and, Mount Brown.
Yes.
They're all got that one Penrose, all got the 2530 postal
right.
thing.
Yeah, it's certainly grown.
So, and Wonga Willy, it's all...
You were talking about the circus before. What other sort of things did you used to do in Dapto in those days for entertainment?
What things did we do?
For entertainment, yeah.
Well, there wasn't much. A lot of people went to the hotels, but the hotels shut at 6 o'clock. And once the hotels shut, everything closed down. The shops shut at 5:30. Well, there wasn't many shops in Dapto. There was only a few, and a couple of butcher shops. And Fairley's was the main thing. They sold everything. You know, they used to sell mining stuff, and even in the early days, the men used to get the oil and tallow for their little oil lamps and that. You know, there. But in my time, it was a different era, and. They sold flannels and all things and boots for the miners, plus clothes for people, food and everything they had, even seed potatoes and that for the gardens. And
So
Fairley's was part of Dapto, you know, and it had been there for many, many years, went back. And just out the front, that there was an old courthouse, because Jack Fairley was a... Apparently he was a magistrate of some sort, and the foundries and the big thing over on the Berkeley there were the, not Berkeley, Brownsville and across into that area, and they'd come into town and get full and that sort of thing, and old Fairley would He was the magistrate, and he'd say, I'm going to let you off, but you've got to be on the next train out. 5 o'clock train goes, and if you're here, you're in the lock-up. And they had an old lock-up, like in the backyard, and lock people up. But that was there for a long time, the magistrate's court out on the footpath, nearly it was. And it was an old building, and they knocked it down eventually. And down further, there was a big old hotel where a lot of the men used to drink, down near the railway station where the car park is there on the left-hand side as you go over the bridge. That was a big hotel there, and they turned it into a boarding house. And all along there was the thing, there was the old post office. And in them days, everyone gathered at the post office on pension day to get their child endowment and pensions, the old timers, that wasn't delivered to them. They had telegram boys going around in every direction, and that was the way of life, you know. Stamps was about tuppence, 2 pennies each, you know. Now they're a dollar each, a different thing. Tuppence would be the value of 2 cents, you know. So that was the early part of Dapto, and down to the three old bridges at Mullet Creek, you'd come across there. And of a weekend, there would be traffic going down the coast, and you would see a lot of traffic, because them days they had to come right down Mount Ousley and or Bulleye Pass, but to come down Mount Ousley and then come through Wollongong and either come south or down the other way and Shell Harbour way. And then years after, they built the roads from the university around and cut all that out, you know. So now it comes, they come off near Fig Tree there and go that way, or follow the highway right through whatever way they want to go. So all that has all changed, and the roads, very few roads in Dapto were tarred, and that they were nearly all gravel, and that, you know, with the horses and that on them. So the up here was the old house, and Vic Waples, he lived there, and his father used to have the blacksmith shop there years ago. And there were still old horseshoes and that in the grass all around, dug down deep. If you had a shovel and you shoveled a bit, you'd strike a horseshoe or a bit of horse. Still there from them days. See, everything was horses. And gradually now you see what's happened today. They got the freeway and all that. So, well, that was my first initials to Dapto. And the kids would go to the old Dapto school, and then they built Lakelands, and they went up there. They had to come from that because they lived on a one street difference, so they had to go up to Lakelands. And the other old school was there, which is pulled down now. So that was my thing, and all them old along there houses were all built going towards Coonawarra School and all that sort of thing. That was all bush and just tracks and that through it, you know.
But all that time you've stayed in the same house, haven't you?
Never moved.
Still there.
Still, and it's the first house right near the centre. I just come out and I'm into the river centre.